Hey, welcome to another episode of Chaotic Pubcast. I am joined tonight by only and only Steven, Mr. Bonsai Bandit. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here to talk something really important to us, to talk about something we feel deeply about.
So this is a surprise episode. Our other co-host, Z Diggity, knows nothing about this, but I would like to tell you that as of today, this upload on the great day of June 3rd, 2023, it is Zach's 54th birthday.
Yeah,
and sounds about right. We are so proud of all he has done. He has been such a pivotal part of this podcast and YouTube experience. He would never tell you this, but he's such a humble guy, but he really keeps us all in line. He's the one cracking the whips at our back to make sure that we are scars. Yeah, that we are doing what we need to do to produce content. So we absolutely love him. We hope that if you take nothing else away from this, please just leave a happy birthday, Zach, in the comments for us, and I'm sure he will absolutely love that. I still remember the first episode we did. I remember the 10th episode we did, the 20th episode we did. I remember one of our like defining moments was whenever we recorded the Polybius episode, which was his idea. And that is really what started getting the gears turning on like Chaotic Underground and doing some like crazier stuff than just talking nerdy things. And that was all him. So thank you, Zach. Everything you brought to us, for being an amazing friend. We fucking love you, dude.
Yeah, and I remember staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning talking about Chrono Trigger and Super Nintendo games because I was like, finally, someone my same age. And it turns out he's older. That's crazy. I would never believe it. But it was it was an absolute joy to really connect with our friend Zach and discover he has a lot of passion for the games he plays and streaming and doing all this fun kind of like, you know, a little bit of funny here, a little bit of informational stuff here. Mm-hmm. And I think that he kind of deserves a little bit of praise on his big day, his day of birth. So, you know, we say 54, but we really just don't know. We assume the ancient skeleton that rides around in his skin is just happy whenever this day rolls around. But with that being said,
I've known him for years, and like you said, I have no idea how old he is. He's a super secretive person. Like like we know what he enjoys. Like we know the activities he likes to engage in. We know he likes video games and comics and paranormal stuff, things like that. But really, he keeps a lot of stuff really tight to his chest. One thing we do know about him, though, is that he is like a huge aficionado of ChatGPT. Like, the man uses it for everything. Ever since we started doing the AI episode, he's become obsessed and he uses ChatGPT for everything. So Steven and I thought it would be funny if we asked ChatGPT to tell us a little about Zach Diggity's backstory.
Absolutely. This is how we're really going to learn about him, because I know that this is probably the closest thing to truth we're going to get. So, yeah. What do we start with? What's our prompt, buddy?
Oh, so I just put in, tell me about the famous podcaster, Zach Reynolds. That's all. And if you're ready to hear it, I think I could tell you a little bit about him based on the information that ChatGPT has given me.
All right.
Once upon a time, you know, it's going to be good when it starts.
Oh, yeah.
Once upon a time. In the quiet outskirts of Salt Lake City, there was a farm nestled in the serene countryside. On this humble farm, young Zach Reynolds spent his days surrounded by the beauty of nature and the animals he cherished. Little did he know that his peaceful life was about to take a wild turn.
Oh, no.
One fateful afternoon, a group of zealous Mormons from a nearby village, known for their immaculate grooming and unmatched enthusiasm, decided to launch an unexpected attack on the farm. Armed with pamphlets and an eagerness to spread their beliefs, they stormed Zach's peaceful abode, catching him by surprise as he was milking his favorite cow, Bessie.
What? This explains so much about how he feels about the Church of Latter-day Saints? Is that what Mormons are?
I mean, yeah. No wonder that he has these like pent up feelings. We didn't know this about him before.
This also explains, you know, with them being so cleanly groomed and things like that, and him being on a farm, just explains like grimy hipster fashion choices. Like, I absolutely understand it now.
That's true. We saw him on stream in a wife beater and a beanie yesterday, and that struck me as someone who grew up on a farm milking 100%. Count and Bessie. So in that chaotic moment, Zach's heart filled with anger and determination. He couldn't let this injustice go unanswered. But how could a simple farm boy retaliate against a religious mob?
It's true.
Inspiration struck him like a bolt of lightning. Video games and karate.
Well, he's had an adventurous life.
Zach locked himself in his room and immersed himself in a world of virtual battles, owning his reflexes and strategic skills. Late into the night, he discovered a secret online dojo where he trained tirelessly under a mysterious sensei who went by the name Sensei Pixelbeard. There, he learned the ancient art of video game combat, mastering the powers of rapid button pressing and pixelated martial arts.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea he knew a secret kung fu that, or he had a sensei. Pixelbeard, huh?
It makes sense, though, doesn't it? Like, he is pretty damn good at video games. If I would have known, it's because he locked himself in his house after his family and farm was massacred just to own his video game skills. I never would have insulted his ability to play Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
He lost Bessie in the battle. It makes sense that he would be hyper-focused. It was his favorite cow.
Mid-milk. Armed with his newfound abilities, Zach devised a plan to exact revenge. He approached the Mormons, pretending to be a peaceful convert. Little did they know, he had an arsenal of witty comebacks and snappy one-liners stored up, ready to unleash upon them. he's like a modern-day Salt Lake Spider-Man. As he engaged in religious debates and polite discussions with the Mormons, Zach subtly undermined their arguments with a barrage of clever jokes and pop culture references. The Mormons, unable to withstand this humor, found themselves questioning their own beliefs and laughing in the face of their dogma. Slowly but surely, Zach dismantled their fervor with his podcast-worthy banter.
Oh my lord, they never knew I hit them.
Now we see where it's going. Okay. Starting to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Word of Zach's incredible wit and unbeatable sense of humor spread like wildfire throughout Salt Lake City. People began tuning into his podcast, eagerly waiting for his next episode to hear his comedic takedowns. Zach, the farm boy turned master podcaster, soon became a legend in the world of audio entertainment. His show, Chaotic Pubcast, gained a massive following, propelling him to the pinnacle of podcasting success. The once angry young man had transformed into a beloved figure, enlightening listeners with his unique blend of drama and humor.
You know, I think that's definitely like spot on. He's a one of a kind dude.
And so, in an unexpected twist of fate, Zach Reynolds, the farm boy turned virtual warrior, emerged victorious. He not only defended his farm, but also discovered his true calling in life. Through video games, karate, and the power of laughter, he became one of the greatest podcasters of all time, forever remembered for his epic journey from the quiet countryside to the world's airwaves.
Wow. I'm moved.
Dude, everything I've read about the topic and what we did research on in our AI episode, AI couldn't tell a lie.
It's true. It's only truth that pops out of there.
It's only truth. These are facts.
Facts.
With that, now that you know a little bit more about our great friend, Zach, happy birthday to you again, brother. We fucking love you so much. And why wouldn't you tell people about that?
Seriously, that should be your story. That's how you get the ladies. That's how you get the boys. That's how you get your friends. Like, win games. you tell that story. Everyone will just be like, I'm done. I give up. That's how it goes. Happy birthday, buddy. I hope you have a good one. And drink an old fashioned for me.
For Zach's birthday, we are launching a special limited time shirt. Zach actually owns one. I made it for him back after the DB Cooper episode because we insinuated that he might be DB Cooper. You can see it on the screen here. It's a wanted poster of Zach, and it says DB Cooper and has a reward. We're actually going to put this on sale for a limited amount of time, for just about a week or two, on our shop, chaoticpubcast.com. All the proceeds will go to getting Zach a really nice birthday present.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, with us discounting it so low, we're actually going to take a loss. So, Zach, you're going to owe us some money for your birthday, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So
we'll give you the tab. We'll let you know.
Absolutely. Invoice incoming. Love you, buddy. Yeah. So with that, we hope you appreciate our boy Zach as much as we do, and we hope you guys continue to listen to us and listen to him. Look forward to more humor and drama from our virtual karate master, Mr. Z Diggity. All right. Have a great one, guys. See you later.
Have a good night.